Let's talk about the Red Wolves. Not the soccer club in Chattanooga, but the six American Red Wolves that live at Reflection Riding Arboretum and Nature Center. These Red Wolves are an endangered species, and Reflection Riding is one of more than 40 places across the country that participates in a program to ensure the long-term survival and security of that species. Tish Gailmard is Reflection Riding's Director of Wildlife. Tish, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Red wolves.
Yes.
A lot going on with red wolves.
A whole lot going on. Yeah, we at the Reflection Riding Arboretum and Nature Center house six red wolves. We've got a six-pack of wolves at our place. And this is the most endangered canid in the world. So if you come to our place, you can see the most endangered canid in the world, which is really very, very exciting, and even more exciting when they howl.
And you recently came back from a summit about red wolves.
Right. We have a yearly Red Wolf Summit meeting, and I attend that each summer. And it's usually 2 to 3 days, and we have a lot of presenters that discuss everything red wolf, what's going on in the red wolf world. And then the second day, we actually create companion and breeding pairs for the following season.
And how important is that for a location such as Reflection Riding?
It's critical. It's very critical. Part of our job is not only education, but to breed red wolves. We have had 3 litters in the past, and we continue to have breeding pairs. Last year, we had a breeding pair with no offspring produced. We, this year, will have 2 breeding pairs. So keep your fingers crossed. We might have some red wolf pups in Chattanooga. Breeding season is January, February, March, and then puppies are born in April and May. So one of our main goals is education and teaching people about the red wolf, the importance of an apex predator, and why this truly unique all-American wolf is so, so vital to our ecology. And then to breed, have more babies. We need more red wolves in captivity so that when we find a second release site, we can populate that release site with our captive wolves.
Now tell me more about this second release site. We're talking about a second release site in this region in the southeast, correct?
Correct. The red wolf is what we call the all-American red wolf. They are native to the southeast. Hundreds of years ago, there were thousands of red wolves in the area. So there is one wild release site right now in northeastern North Carolina. And there are about 20 to 25 wolves on that site. We need a second release site in the southeast, and we're actively looking for that site. Once we locate it and get everything in order, then we will populate that site with some of our captive red wolves.
And when we say release site, for the listener who may not be up on the lingo, what are we talking about?
It's what we call a recovery area. It's an area where red wolves live in the wild. They are not fenced. They roam wild. But just to give you an example, 1.7 million acres of land in northeastern North Carolina, it's public and private land. It's contiguous land. It'll max out at about 150 wolves. So we're talking about a very large tract of land to put these red wolves on.
In order for them to live in the wild, but at the same time, be no concern to people.
Absolutely. This animal doesn't want to have anything to do with humans. They stay as far away from people as possible. And they're really quite a boon to everything that's going on in ecology in the area that they're in. They help keep a lot of nuisance animals in check, raccoons, and they also keep white-tailed deer in check. And if we have too many deer, we have over-browsing, then we have damage to plants and shrubs and trees, and then we have erosion, and then we have water moving different directions that can be detrimental.
And as far as finding a second release site in the southeast, that involves a lot of stakeholders, including organizations such as Reflection Riding.
Right, right. We have been part of the Red Wolf Species Survival Plan since 1996. I personally sit on a lot of different management teams within the organization, and we help make decisions with what's going on with this animal. We certainly could investigate the area and say, this looks great, or maybe this area. We might have a little bit of say in it, but it is more a group of biologists and scientists that are actually looking for that location and determining whether it is a good location. People may or may not know, we actually did a release site in the Smokies for red wolves back many years ago. And after several years of existence in the Smokies, they realized that it just wasn't going to work. These are not mountain animals. They're Pocosin animals. They're swamp animals. They just could not get a good hold on that piece of property. And there was a high pup mortality. The animals weren't surviving like they hoped that they would. So they pulled all the animals out of that area.
And Reflection Riding is one of a few dozen locations in this country, not in the wild, but a few dozen locations in this country that are home to red wolves.
Right. We're one of 41 red wolf cooperators, which is an institution. It could be a zoo. It could be a nature center that houses red wolves, breeds red wolves, and educates about red wolves. And we have been part of the program since 1996.
Tell me more about the goals at Reflection Riding for breeding of red wolves.
Right. We currently have three enclosures. We have been, we being all of the cooperators, have been asked by U.S. Fish and Wildlife to increase the amount of wolves we have in captivity. So each cooperator has been asked to increase their capacity if possible. So adding a fourth enclosure would be ideal. Whether we can do it or not, we don't know. That's a financial question. But we can continue to breed red wolves. And one of our biggest goals is to educate. We want people to come see these animals. We want people to ask questions. Come feed them. Every Saturday, you can come feed the red wolves at 11:45 with one of our naturalists. You get to throw meat into them. And then you can have a question and answer session and learn more. They're spectacular animals. Absolutely beautiful. And for me, I've been working with these animals for 19 years. But every time they howl, I stop and listen because I think that's an endangered species and there's only a handful of them left. It's really very thrilling. And we have people who come and visit specifically to see the red wolves.
And where can people go online for more information?
Yes, reflectionriding.org. And then you can also follow us on Facebook at Reflection Riding.
Tish Gilmard, thank you so much.
Thank you.